For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is warning nations not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president told world leaders at the G7 meeting in Quebec that historically, trade deals did not favor the U.S.
Because of the fact that the United States leaders of the past didn't do a good job on trade, and again, I'm not blaming countries, I'm blaming our people that represented our past. Going to change. It's going to change. I mean, it's not a question of I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%.
President Trump is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he believes the meeting will go very well and that Kim Jong-un will do the right thing for his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
The horse named Justify goes into the record books as a Triple Crown winner.
Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
Larry Colmus with the call on NBC Sports. Justify won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness on soggy, wet tracks, but the Belmont track was hot and dry. Melons are being recalled after a new salmonella outbreak. Federal health officials are tracking a new salmonella outbreak that's blamed on pre-cut melons. At least 60 people have been sickened in 5 Midwestern states. More than 30 have gone to the hospital. The suspected source is a Cato food plant in Indianapolis. Pre-cut melons from that facility have been recalled. Just watch out for watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut mixed melons. So far, no one has died. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An animal attack in Florida leaves one woman dead. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Authorities in Florida say search teams have located the body of the woman killed by an alligator in Davie, Florida. The 47-year-old was walking her dogs near a lake yesterday when she was attacked. Officer Ronald Washington is with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Initial necropsy revealed human remains in the gator.
A trapper hired by authorities removed the 12-foot, 6-inch alligator from the pond and killed it. The woman's arm was inside the gator. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Found dead in a hotel room in France where he was working on an episode of his popular CNN series Parts Unknown. Anthony Bourdain was a celebrity chef who joined CNN in 2013. Did an interview in which he discussed the expected lifespan of a chef.
Cooking is hard. It's really hard. It breaks you down. Chef's lifespan used to be into the 30s, was 37 years old. It is now about 57. Why do we demand or insist or expect chefs to die behind the stove, broken-ass, flat-footed, varicose veined at 57? Why do we hold chefs to a higher standard than Keith Richards or Iggy or anyone else who's incredibly cool and changed the world?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,